Session number 10656, reel 2.
Mr. Bob Bird, reel 2. You were telling me about the route marches you used to go on while you were at Ipswich. How far would you go, and what was the procedure on a route march? Would you all go?
Oh yes, you were warned. You couldn't play the wag or get lost sort of thing, dodge it. No, you had an NCO see you on play. See, as you from the house where we lived, had out in the pavement in the road, and lined up, and numbering, you know, as they line and number 1, 2, 3, and they call your name out and register you was there on parade. Oh yes, there was no locking about. You couldn't dodge it.
And how far would you go?
Well, a couple of miles.
Did you do any longer ones? You know, 10, 15 miles?
No, not long. We used to go for a walk, for breakfast, we used to go for a march. And about the last quarter of a mile, before we got home back to our bivvy, we used to have a race. We used to race one another. Get in first, sort of.
Did you get fit? I mean, you already were fit, weren't you? So.
Yeah, I was always fit. Oh, yes. Never railed anything.
So what would breakfast be like? What?
Oh, porridge. You could get burgoo. What do we use to put on the burgoo? I don't know. I think we used to put some sugar on, pinch of sugar, put some sugar on it. Sometimes we had bacon. A slice of bread, good bread. But one time, we had no... Oh, well, I'm going a bit advanced now. We had no bread. We had biscuits to eat.
I'll come to that, yeah. What would you do after breakfast, then? That would be when you went to the riding school, would it? Once the horses had arrived.
Oh, well, we had to polish our buttons and keep our buttons clean, polish them up. See if you were shaved. With a rag, you weren't shaved. Officer said to me, oh, no shave. No razor, sir.
No what?
He said, no razor, sir. Well, you see, damn razors to shave, I suppose. What a crazy bit of... We used to try and take the mickey out of the officers, because they were only college boys from Eton or somewhere. They were trying to chuck their weight about.
So you didn't respect them, but not then?
No. You never thought much of them anyway. The grammar school boys,
So you had more time for the NCOs than the officers?
Yeah, really, yes.
So what would you do at riding school? You'd go to the
riding school, you had a riding master. He was a sergeant. He had the Boston stirrups on his arm. Well, he said you'd have to walk, march, round and round. Ride, walk. There's a right trot, and he's standing one part with a long whip, and you're going to tickle the horses up with the Boston, and all of a sudden, if you wasn't watching yourself, I'd say, where'd you come off the horse's back? Because Yeah, no, that was bareback then. We were riding bareback.
So when you first started learning...
It's a ride, yeah.
It was bareback?
Yeah.
Had you ridden before? Had you ever ridden a horse before?
No.
So
I'll tell you, we used to pat in one another's bum at night. Because we all got sore bums.
Did you have any trouble the first time on a horse?
Well, some were thin back, some was razor back, some were fat. No, you had to learn to ride with knee grip, sort of thing.
And that's what you were doing when
some
you were going
to ride. Some had to ride on the horse, because there were no saddles. You go bump, bump, down, up and down, and that made your knee grip, you see.
So that's what you were...
Oh, chaps come off.
While you were going round the riding mast, that's what you were learning, how to grip with your knees,
yeah,
was it?
Learning to ride, yeah.
What else was he teaching you?
Well, then we used to go out in the country, and we go ride through, where we go? Go out in a certain field and ride. And, the sergeant in charge used to let us have our head, and we go get him across the field. They all were there racing one another. And he give us a wink to come back, but it's time to come back to barracks. Of course, we used to enjoy it.
Did you find it difficult once you got over it? Did you suffer long from that, or did they get used to it?
They got used to it. Yeah, your soreness went. Yes, sir.
How long were you in the riding school? How long was the course?
Well, it was a considerable time till we got drafted to. From Ipswich to Leamington Spa.
I'll come to that then. Once they taught you how to ride, when did they teach you how to do the job as a driver? In other words, with the wagons and the guns and the rest of it.
Oh.
Where did you learnt that at Ipswich, didn't you?
No.
So that came later?
We said driving drill. I can't recall whether we ended up driving
never mind. Could you tell me what driving drill was? What were you being taught?
Driving drill was learning to drive into action under fire.
And what exactly did that mean? Could you tell us what your job was as a driver? And how many
We had six horses in the team.
And what would that be pulling?
That was six. Sometimes they had four gun batteries, sometimes they had six gun batteries. And we had a team of six in it, what's the name?
Six per gun?
Yeah.
Six horses per gun?
Yeah. There'd be wagons as well. You'd have wagons following on. Ammunition wagons.
And what was the job of the driver?
The gunners, we'd be going into action, and then they'd say, the order would say halt, and order go around to action front or something, and we used to unhook. The wheel drivers were used to unhook, dismount, unhook, and the guns would be dropped by the gunners from that action. And they take aim at there used to be a church spire they used to take aim at, sort of thing.
How many drivers would there be to the team of six horses for each gun?
Three drivers.
So three drivers
to a team.
And where would they ride? Would they be on the horses?
Oh, on horses' backs. Oh, yeah.
Which horses of the six?
Which horse?
Which it's six horses. Which would they be riding on? With a set
of you'd be riding one and leading one on the side of you. There's always a 1, 2, 3. And you had a side of you, middle, first driver, leading driver, middle driver, and wheel driver.
And would you ride on the right hand horse or the left?
Right, you ride on the right hand side.
Always?
Yeah.
And you say it was the wheel driver, that's the one at the back, they're the ones that got off and unhooked.
Yes.
Would he do that on his own, the wheel driver, or...?
Well, we release us. We go away round the back, take shelter, as though, like they do in action. They go about half a mile back when you go into action. At any time like that.
The other thing you had to... So was there anything else that you had to do as a driver?
Groomer, muck about, and all
what
that.
What did that involve? What exactly did... Did they teach you how to do that properly?
Well, yeah, well, yes, you learned to groom. Braces down. Give plenty of room for your shoulder. And curry comb and brush. Then they'd have a parade after. That was a stables, they used to call that. That would last about a blooming hour. Always had stables about 10 o'clock of the morning. 10 or 8 years.
Did you enjoy grooming the horse?
It was hard work, you know, you make you sweat. Oh, yes. The officer could come round. We had one officer who used to rub his hand over something, rub his glove on him, rub his if he saw any dust and ink from the horse on his gloves, and when he got around sort of thing, got pulled up, made to do it properly. Because some horses have dry bodies, sort of thing. I don't know. They're dusty bodies when they're dry. And of course, you had to watch yourself, and you've got, especially if you've got between their legs and under their belly, they might cow kick you if you weren't careful. Some horses ticklish, sort of thing. Understand it. It was all right, I suppose.
Did you actually like horses? I mean, did you when you got there, and did you carry on liking them, or?
Yeah, I love the horses. Yeah, I felt sorry for them because they suffered. Horses suffered. In fact, when we were going to Gallipoli, I wanted to die, I'd better sling them overboard.
We'll come to that. Now, you mentioned inspections. Did you have inspections as well?
Inspection? No, you had to see if the saddles was clean. All that kind of thing.
They didn't have a
rate. They always had a vet, sergeant vet, looking at them for seeing the horses. When we was at Ipswich, where an illness broke out amongst the horses, and they got catarrh. Cool. Some died. One or two died with this catarrh. We were so ill. And we started going around continually going around wiping their noses because their nose was all mucus flowing down. It was, I said, it was a rotten job. You just have a bit of tow, what they call, kind of a, not a sponge, made of cotton sort of stuff, I think, folded on them. And we had, you'd have to keep going around wiping their noses. All this mucus. Because they said, poor buggers, they suffered. That was a rotten job too. Because sometimes they used to sneeze and you got all their what's name from the nose on your face. That happened several times. You weren't careful. You got artful as you.
Did you have any other training while you were at Ipswich that you can remember?
No, that was all the training, all to do with the horses.
What about anything? Did they teach you, for instance, how to set up a battery position?
Anyone?
Did they teach you how to set up a battery position, you know, digging in gun pits and things like that? Did you learn any of that?
Oh, we learned going into action, and as I say, in Christchurch Park.
But what about actual gun pits and things like that?
It was all in the open. No.
You mentioned, was there any sport while you were there? Because you were very keen on sport. Was there any football or anything?
Oh, I had a game of football, yeah. Yeah, I played for the battery. You know, we got a team together. I played for the battery and I played for the brigade in the football.
While you were at Ipswich?
Yeah.
Do you know which brigade it was?
Our brigade was 147 brigade.
While you were at Ipswich?
Yeah.
And are you sure that was why? Because that was what you were with when you were posted to the 29th Division, 147. Not your training brigade. Doesn't matter.
We didn't go to the 29th Division until we went to Leamington Spa.
Right. So.
Because they were all regular troops.
Do you know what the brigade was at Ipswich then? Doesn't matter if you don't remember it. It's not in your diary.
No, I can't remember.
But no, right. So, what would you do for recreation then on an evening? Would you be allowed out in the evening? You were in this house.
Oh, yeah, went out in the evening, yes.
What would you do?
Well, in Ipswich, there was a people used to, through the YMCA, entertain us. I stayed at a lady, a solicitor, and we used to have a bath. So let's have a bath there at our house. He had a son, he used to play draft for my mate. I used to read and talk.
So you'd go around.
They were very nice people.
You'd go around to
their house. You always behave yourself. Any of those ruffled chaps, you were chosen, more or less. You knew how to behave yourself. And I used to.
How often would you go there?
Oh, once a week. It was a regular date while we were there at Ipswich.
And what else would you do to keep yourself amused for recreation?
Go to YMCA.
What did they offer? What could you do there?
Sing a song and get cups of tea and sat on a wad. They used to be alright there. They used to be very nice. Sing songs.
Were you short of money? I mean, you didn't get money today, did you?
Well, you had a shilling a day.
Did you send any home to your mother?
What did I do? Did I allow my mother something? I think I allowed my mother something.
What else would you do? Did you go to the cinema or did you drink
cinema
at the
cinema? I wasn't going then.
What about going to pubs? Would you drink?
No, I was teetotaler. No.
Did you smoke?
I might have a stout and lemon. I used to like stout and lemon. Not a bad drink. But no, I never. I kept off with anything like that. I was always a teetotaler, more or less.
What about smoking? Did you smoke?
Never smoked. I always had fags in my pocket. Right through the war, really. Always had a packet of fags, bring me kit back. Bloke come around, got any fags, Dickie? We used to have a Yorkshire bloke come, he always was smoking a pipe. But I saw one day, I see him put his pipe away in his pocket. And come here, Dickie, get some fags, got any fags? And now you smoke your own so and so. Back up. I wouldn't let him have any fags. He was a Yorkshire bloke. I didn't like him.
Why not?
I don't know. I never did like Yorkshire blokes much.
Were people from all over England? Well, all over the country. They weren't mainly southern then.
No.
Were your training battery? Were they from all over? Did they come from everywhere?
Yeah, we all mixed a lot. Oh yes, we mixed a lot. Yeah. Always got on all right. Always all right doing the...
The people in Ipswich, you say...
Newcastle breaks, couldn't understand what they were talking about, some of them.
The Geordies?
Geordies.
What about the actual Ipswich people? Did they treat you well overall? I know some of them looked after you and took you in, you know. Did you get on well? Was there any trouble...
We were always warned for people picket duty of a night time when you get warned to go walking through the town with a corporal and any nonsense, we used to arrest them.
What sort of nonsense might
they'd
you
get?
They'd
get shoved in the guard room.
What would nonsense
well,
be?
Well, any rough house or as I say, they'd been drinking, been boozing, had any money. Pay out night was the word. You get a little beer in them, you see. And
what about the Scots? You said there was trouble with
the
Scots.
Oh, jocks all about me.
What did they do?
They go mad. They paint the town red when they get their pay up. Jocks do. Those are from Glasgow. Anyway, they got shifted.
Did that cause
they got shifted out of Ipswich and they were sent them down to the West Country somewhere.
Did that cause trouble with the Ipswich people?
Complaints made. And they sent the Scots the West Country, went down to Cornwall somewhere, or West Country.
Now, on February 27th, you were sent back to Woolwich. Before you were posted to Leamington Spa on March 12th. Did anything happen while you were at Woolwich? You're only there a few days, a couple of weeks.
No, not to mind. There were so many hours at Woolwich that you had to line up sort of for every meal. So, you never got anything, but always stew and always blooming stew. Stuff like that, of cheese and bread and jam, cheese.
And on March 12th, you were posted. This is when you were posted to 147 Brigade, was it?
Oh.
At Leamington Spa. And do you remember the number of your battery?
I was in the 368 battery. There was the 97th and the 10th battery and the 368 battery. Later on, they broke the 368 battery up and put the two batteries in 97th and two in the 10th battery. I got put in the 10th battery.
But for at the start, you were with 368.
Yeah.
What did the battery consist of? Could you tell us? And what gun were you?
18-pounders.
And what was the composition of the battery?
6-gun battery.
So how many drivers
were there? They made us a 4-gun battery later on. Took two out of each sub. It was the 37th and the 10th.
And
I broke up the 368 battery. I made it into joining onto the 10th and the 97th again, full mucking about like that.
And what was the composition of the battery when you started? It was six guns.
Six guns.
How many men would there be? How was the battery organised? Do you remember?
Well, you'd have the six horses in the team. That's I used to ride one and lead one, so on either side of you.
And what were you put on as? Were you the lead?
Lead, centre, and wheel.
And which were you?
I was a centre driver. The wheel driver, then he had a strong sort of chap.
Why was that?
I don't know why.
Was there any special job you had to do as the middle driver? I mean, was there any special thing?
No, you... You had to keep your traces up. You had to keep your traces up. Cut the traces down on the horse's legs. You had to keep your horses up.
And so you were put on as the middle driver. Would you have spare horses?
No, I'd have one horse inside of me and I'd be riding the other.
So there'd be six horses in
six,
the team?
Six, yeah.
And no spares?
No.
So you were joining a regular division. Did you mind being put in? Because you were a Kitchener's Army man, as you've said. Did you mind being put in with a regular, or were you proud?
No, they had to accept us. No, you couldn't do nothing about it.
How did they treat you when you first arrived?
Well, they're not all right, as far as I know. There was no trouble. I never witnessed any trouble.
Had most of them been in India? Had most of the people...
Yes, 29th Division, yes. The 29th Division was formed in India, because they're all regular.
But most of your battery, had they been with them in India?
Yeah.
Now, on March 20th, you weren't at Leamington long. Did you do any special training there before you left?
Where?
At Leamington. You weren't at Leamington very long.
No, we weren't at Leamington very long. I don't know.
Your diary...
No, it wasn't very long. I know it was a week or a bit more than a week.
And do you remember leaving? What happened when you left?
Well, when you left, we prayed on the Saturday. On a Saturday morning, it was weeping and crying, because between you and the gatepost, there was a lot of babies left at Leamington Spot. Kissing, you know, for these girls. And after we got our horses, and loaded up with the guns on the wagons for the railroad.
Was that a difficult job?
Well, it took us some time. Loaded up and went down to Avonmouth, Bristol.
How would you get them aboard the trains? How would you lift them up?
The horses. We were able to lead them up a walk into their boxes, the horses.
And who would lift the guns aboard the carriages?
guns, run them in. They would do all that.
So you went to, you're on the train heading for Avonmouth.
Yeah, heading for Avonmouth. Well, we got to Avonmouth. We started loading up and started loading.